Put Jazz in your washing machine. Finest Jazz you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
And now, Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
How long are we going to stay here with Grandfather Bauer and Aunt Trudy?
Oh, I don't know for a time, Chucky.
What about Daddy?
What about him?
If we stay away too long, he won't like it.
We won't worry about that now, hmm? We better start setting the table, don't you think? You want to help?
If you want me to.
Oh, I'd like that very much.
Maybe that's Aunt Trudy.
No, it's too early for her to be home. Chucky, you stay here. I'll deal with it. Chucky.
Yes, Mother?
Chucky, come here a minute, please.
What is it, Mother?
I want you to go in Aunt Trudy's room. Close the door. And don't come out until I tell you to.
Who is it, Mother?
A stranger, Chucky. I'll find out what he wants, but first you go into Aunt Trudy's room and close the door.
But, Mother...
Chucky, do as I say.
Yes, Mother...
A stranger ringing the doorbell? That's what you told Chucky, Mater. But you know who it is. A man who has been a stranger to you for a long time. Yes, it's Ted. Within a matter of seconds, you realize that your husband undoubtedly was served with a summons, that he now knows you've taken steps to divorce him. You don't want to open the door. You've just about decided not to. When the knob of the door is turned... And the door opens. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
Look what Does is doing now. Offering the sharpest bargain of the year. Steak knives.
Not ordinary steak knives, but quick-cut stainless steel knives with beautiful simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
Four of these knives are actually worth $2. But Does offers four for only 50 cents and one giant economy-sized Does box top. Yes, four steak knives... For 50 cents and a giant-sized box top.
Or for only three knives and 50 cents and one regular-sized Does box top.
Either way, you'll want Does for white whitewashes without red hands. Yes, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, change to Does for white whitewashes without red hands. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So get Does and send for your steak knives.
Made of quick-cut stainless steel, hollow ground to stay razor sharp, these attractive knives cut steaks, chops, cold meats easily.
They're the same size as regular table knives, with lovely simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
For four knives, send one giant-sized box top and 50 cents.
For three knives, send one regular-sized Does box top and 50 cents.
In coin, please, with name and address to Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
That's Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
Offer good for limited time only in continental United States and Hawaii. Send today.
May I come in, Mater?
There's really no point in your asking, is there?
Are you alone?
Yes. I don't expect Papa or Trudy for another half hour, what?
Mater, can we go into the living
room? No, Ted. Anything you have to say, you can say right here.
You're making it very difficult for me.
You've made it very difficult for me for some time.
Please, let's not quibble. Do you think you've been exactly fair, my dear?
You're very funny. Fair. What do you know about fairness, what it is to be fair?
I can't tell you how stumped I was to learn that you'd started a divorce action.
Do you mean to say that you were actually surprised?
It gave me no indication.
Oh, come now, Ted. It was only a matter of days ago when you very blithely told me that If I wanted to leave, it was entirely up to me.
Well, it was your suggestion. I merely took you up on it. I'd very much like to sit down and talk this over with you.
There isn't anything to talk over.
Surely we're not children. We're two mature, intelligent people.
Well, thank you.
Please, don't be facetious.
My family will be home soon. I'd appreciate it very much if you leave.
Please, won't you listen to reason, Nata? You haven't forgotten, have you, that we have a son?
No, dear. That's always uppermost in my mind.
Can't you realize that you're defeating the very thing we both had hoped for? We'd reached the conclusion that the best thing for Chucky was a home with a father and a mother.
You didn't come here thinking you could say anything to make me change my mind, did you? You couldn't possibly believe, knowing me as you do, that what I did was done impulsively.
There have been times when you were most impulsive.
No, Ted, there's no use. There isn't anything you could say or anything you could do to ever make me believe you again. All the compromises you might have thought of... Well, I've been through that before. I don't need to tell you that I'd hoped the two of us could make a home for Chucky. But after what I've been through, I know that's impossible. You'll never change. You're coming here this afternoon. Well, somehow I can't believe it was your idea.
Whether it was my idea or not, Nata, makes little difference. What do you hope to gain by this action?
What do I hope to gain? Freedom for my son.
Do you think for one moment that you're going to be able to get a divorce?
Yes.
Surely Brandon must have told you that you will have to prove beyond a question of a doubt the fact that I haven't been living with you, that I had subjected you to extreme mental cruelty.
I'll be able to prove it.
No. No, Nata, that's something you can't prove. Why go through all this stupid legal procedure that'll gain nothing but publicity for you and for Chucky?
I'm not afraid of publicity. I never was. There's only one thing I'm afraid of. Only one thing, Dick. Your effect on a small boy. What you might do to him.
Let's assume for the moment that you can prove you have grounds for a divorce. Have you considered the possibility that Chucky himself might have something to say as to which of us he'd prefer to be with?
I'm sure my attorney has considered every possibility. There's no doubt in my mind that I'll be given a divorce. And that I'll be given the custody of my son.
You profess to love Chucky. And yet, because of you, in his 6 short years, you've permitted him to experience what most people don't experience in a lifetime. You're having given him out for adoption when he was born. You're forcing his foster mother and father to return him to you. He's never really made that adjustment, you know. And now you're attempting to subject him to another uprooting. Another adjustment. Can you possibly go through with this action if you have any consideration for the boy?
You can't reach me that way. Not anymore. I listened to that sort of thing before we were married. You convinced me that Chucky had a right to bear his father's name, your name. That I'd be doing him a great injustice if I didn't marry you. I know today, Ted, that my greatest injustice to Chucky was marrying you.
Isn't there anything I can say?
No, there isn't. Surely you must realize you've driven me to this, your domination of the child, you attempting to make me out as mentally ill, as being unfit to look after my own son.
Do you think, Meta, in reviewing the past and the present, that there would be a doubt in anyone's mind as to your emotional instability?
Ted, I don't want to argue with you. Believe me, you're wasting your time. My mind is made up, and nothing and no one can change it.
I'm sorry, my dear, because I believe you are going to regret this action you've taken. I don't suppose there's any use.
No, there isn't.
I'd like to see Chucky, if I may.
Chucky isn't here.
I don't believe you.
It doesn't make any difference if you do or you don't.
I have a right to see my son later.
You're not going to see him.
You're being a bit ridiculous.
Am I?
You must know that if you won't permit me to see him now, that I'll be able to obtain a court order to see the youngster.
Then I'm afraid that's what you'll have to get.
But isn't that being somewhat
stupid? No! If I could have my way, you'd never see Chucky again. Never.
I see. Well, my dear, if that's the way matters stand, I think I should warn you that unless you come to your senses, I'll fight you in every way I can.
I expect that. And I'm prepared for it. You'll never get Chucky, Ted. Never.
Would you like
white whitewashers without red hands?
That's what Dove gives you.
White whitewashers without red hands.
How about it? Have you been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, only to discover they were hard on your hands? Then Dove asks you to do this. Try Dove next wash day. Then answer this. Have you ever seen your clothes so fresh and clean, your white pieces so gleaming white, your colors so sparkling? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, and at the same time gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So get Dove today for
white white washes without red hands.
The Bauer family learns that Maida has taken steps to divorce her husband. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V-E does everything.
This is George Putnam wishing you good day and good dozing.